So we begin with April 1st, of course, and in 2023, the 1st of April has a very exciting sequence activated. I call it the Ready, Set, Go code. The numbers 1, 2, 3 are all active. It is the 1st of April, and April in 2023 is an 11 universal month, which reduces to 2. And then the whole date adds up to 12, which reduces to 3. So 1, 2, 3, ready, set, go, new beginnings, joy, creativity, play, innovation. The 11 and the 2 bring inspiration and the ability to just listen to your intuition and speak and communicate. And the number 12 introduces growth, whereas the number 3 brings this joyful connection to others and to your surroundings. So you are going to really have the determination to focus on successful outcomes and at the same time focus on what brings you delight, which brings me to the other optimistic part of the 1st of April, and that is the astrology component. The moon is trine to Jupiter. Now, Jupiter is the planet of joy, kindness, gratitude, generosity, feeling like you have advantages, expansion, and justice, wisdom, learning. It is just an amazing connection when it's trine to the moon, which is our emotional center. And so you really want to focus on the fact that you can have amazing developments, including negotiations today. So it's a beautiful way to begin the month. Now, on Sunday, the 2nd of April, the universal date is 13. So 2 is all about balance and connecting one-on-one. And it's also about bringing harmony when there is conflict. And the number 13, 4 is all about transformation and change. So this brings up a sense of wanting to bring things to a point where opposites come together as one, and in doing so, there is tremendous inner change. So it is an exciting day because there's also a component of manifestation, 13 reduces to 4, and implementing inspirational new ideas. Now, the moon is opposite Saturn today, and that really means you want to act on any projects that are in the works. There may be some challenges along the way. Overcoming them are going to make you stronger, more disciplined, as you shift your energy into a higher vibration and then reap the happy results down the road. So your responsibilities are going to expand. Make sure you keep the balance of fulfilling duties while being patient and determined. And definitely know that your resolve will be strengthened over the next few weeks. Then we come to April 3rd, which is such a lovely code. It's a code of movement, quick decisions, and basically quick energy. It is a Monday, so you know, you'll be able to be super flexible, creative, and able to take in different kinds of stimuli and get not overwhelmed by that, but excited by the prospect of transmuting all this energy that comes from different sources into something really fun. It's a very creative day. It's a day of smiling, imagining, expressing yourself, you know, tuning into your inner creator, your inner adventurer. 3 and 5 are the two numbers that sit on a rocker and are open. So 3 is open to the left, 5 is open to the left and right, and they both sit on this rocker, meaning there's very much a sense of moving and not necessarily knowing where you're moving. So being very open to the shifts. And 5 is the number that's in the middle of 1 through 9. So it does literally mean a pivot point. So you do want to embrace risks and explore everything from all angles today. Now, Mercury is square to Pluto. They're both at 0 degrees. Of course, Pluto is at 0 degrees in Aquarius and Mercury is at 0 degrees in Taurus. And those are fixed signs. So This square is going to really push you to think more deeply about matters, not to respond before you've taken a deep look. This is a very profound connection, and because it's a square, it's going to put things into action for you. So you'll need to explore all sides of the matter to dig deeply and discover the truth. And so you're being given a great opportunity to uncover what was unseen, unknown, kept in the dark, and uncover those mysteries and dive into those secrets and investigate the core underlying root causes of things. So keep your mind open and flexible. Remember, with Pluto, it's always about change and transformation, which then bring empowerment. So one thing you want to refrain from during the square, because Mercury represents communication, is entering into a conversation or argument where you have conflict. Of course, with an argument, you have conflict. It is just for you to know to keep the calm and breathe and rise above it all when you feel triggered. On the 4th of the 4th, we have that lovely code, which is very grounding energy. The number 4 is representative of architecture and grounding and earth, the 4 directions, the 4 seasons. So this is a lovely code, and it merges on the 4th of the 4th with number 15, 6. That's the universal date. Both of these numbers are symbolic of the home, of family. And so they may need your attention today. And this can be your physical home, meaning, you know, the inside or the outside or the architecture or real estate, or it can mean your family, gardening, anything related to home-related matters. And then 15-6 is about actually the intimate connections, the nurturing, the responsibilities you have to members of the family, and also home business and abundance. And of course, 15 is the spiritual alchemist number. It's such a wonderful number of magic, and the magic that comes with being connected to joy and uplifting others through that frequency. So very much about feeling abundant and prosperous and at peace. And then in the stars, we have the moon opposite Neptune. And Neptune, of course, is in its own sign of Pisces, so it carries a call to bring harmony. The moon and Neptune are water sign related. The moon rules Cancer, another water sign. So there is really a sense of wanting to bring that into balance. So your creativity, your ability to feel, not being so overly sensitive, and being in that intuitive, heart-centered space is really important. In order to resolve the nature of this opposition between Moon and Neptune, there has to be trust in the divine, in that there is a divine rhythm, divine timing, and not to be impatient, but really to not lose yourself in worry or any kind of imaginary potential what ifs. You want to leave the what ifs alone in general, and at this time especially. This is very delicate energy, very creative energy, and so you don't want to create something that is not going to be conducive to moving forward in a effortless, positive way. Your psychic awareness is really increased, so keep that in mind for just manifestation and being in tune with people and your surroundings. On the 5th of April, on Wednesday, we have a 16-7 universal date. The numbers 5 and 7 are both in the mind triad, so your mind is on fire today. You want to take a risk on something to awaken your intuition on a deeper level. You're intrepid. You're innovative. You can communicate very unique ideas and know that they will be heard. And your inspirations are possibly going to be surprising. They may lead to a possible change in direction. What you want to do is embrace anything and everything that brings you more freedom and serenity. Freedom is really one of the key words, and so it's a wonderful day to explore something that is new, a new book, new way of learning, intense research, a new conversational topic with someone, right? So just be open-minded and flexible. Mercury sextiles Saturn today, and that means your intellectual work is going to really take off. This is one of those connections, transits between planets that favors intellectual work and progress. Mercury's your mind, your message, your communication. Saturn is concentration, work, discipline. You can imagine this is just a fabulous connection for wonderful breakthroughs. So you can sense your intelligence moving to a higher level today. Business dealings and transactions are favored, and perseverance is strong. So you're thorough, you're diligent. You may think more philosophically as well. This transit brings serenity of the mind. And then we come to the full moon in Libra on the 6th of April. Now, we covered the full moon in part one, so have a listen to that segment. And just to add to the segment, this date, the 6th of April, adds up to 17, which is the number of immortality and strength and leadership, and it is all about the courage to lead, the courage to be sovereign and follow your vision. So you really want to engage in what you love and feel passionate about. And this full moon in Libra, which is the balance, brings balance to the sun and moon, which are opposite each other. Of course, the sun is in Aries, the moon in Libra. So there's going to be a sense of balancing your life through beauty and confidence. So that is a lovely, lovely, lovely Libra full moon. Again, have a listen to that first segment. Now, on Friday, the 7th of April, we have a date that adds up to 18. And 18 is a number that's connected to dreams and resting and healing and health and unconditional love and not being a martyr. So just focusing on being of service, but not at your own expense. This code is beautiful because it's a code of rest. And what I'm suggesting to you is because the 7 and the 18 is active, that you, if you are able to, take a 3-day weekend. Now, if you aren't able to, the 7 is not only about rest and rejuvenation, and as is the 18, 7 is also about research and incisive understanding, reading. So it is a very, very psychic number. So you do have the ability to make a lot of progress, especially if you work on your own today. And there is a sense of spiritual awakening with this code. As long as you don't dive into pipe dreams with the number 18, or if you are too sensitive. So you want to choose that road that is about compassion, unconditional love, but also looks at things with a great sense of focus because you have that focus today. Venus is in Taurus and Venus is sextile Neptune in Pisces. So I mentioned the signs for this particular transit because Venus rules Taurus and Neptune rules Pisces. So they are very much enhanced in their home signs and they're sextile each other, which is a harmonious connection. So yeah, this is a beautiful day. Of romance, of artistry, of creativity, of tuning into your imagination, very similar to the numerology code. So it's gorgeous, it's tender, it's sweet, it's warm energy, beautiful, spiritual. And so enjoy this very sensitive Friday.